Welcome to Flyover Conservative Podcast with David and Stacey Whited, where we break down current events and examine culture through the lens of conservative Christian values.
You know, whenever possible, we like to bring in real practical, actionable items. You know, our motto is wake up, speak up, and show up.
Yep.
And it's not just showing up politically or showing up, you know, spiritually at your church and stuff. Sometimes it's just showing up in your own life and being healthier and knowing actionable items. And there's a V in the road when it comes to healthcare of, hey, am I masking symptoms, putting, you know, duct tape over the check engine light, or am I actually getting rid of the problem and fixing it? And that's kind of the split in the road. So we love this spot every week.
We do.
We get actionable tips and gems from officialsynapse.com, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Yay! Welcome. I'm so excited to talk to you today. I love these gems. You know, we have a lot of friends that are like, hey, I've been doing this or doing that. And I tried one of the gems with the iodine because I had this little cyst, little spot, and I started taking iodine and it went way down. And I was like, this is so cool because they literally work, but right away.
With no side effects.
With no side effects.
Not medication to get it. It's like actually cured.
Yeah, the reality is we're really, even though we have all this abundance with everything right now, we can go get anything from any country really when it comes to food and all kinds of stuff. We have all this abundance, but we still have these deficiencies because of the environments we live in and because of the things that are robbing us of the natural innate ways that God made us heal. So it's really about trying to just get in and see what the body is telling us and figure it out. It's like millions of possibilities though. So we have an abundance of information too.
I love it. And that whole thing about sprinting that most people don't sprint, I can't remember, it was after the age of, what was it, like 30 or something, whatever the number was. You know, our friends are like, okay, we are sprinting, period. They've been out in their backyard sprinting. I'm like, that is like awesome.
Yep, I love it. Every time I mention something like that on our podcast or some of the other shows I'm on, I always end up with more hamstring strains that I have to correct after. But it's still good. It's still good.
That's hilarious.
Weekend warriors out there trying. So do stretch, work your way into it slowly.
Exactly.
You know, get some steps. But I think people are looking for, you know, practical. What can I do? Also preemptively. Mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of people that watch this show that feel good. I'm doing good. They've made a lot of good choices in their life. They're losing a few pounds. They're kind of, you know, making tweaks, you know, in their diet. They're taking supplements. They're doing things. They're saying, hey, things are pretty good, but I'm really looking for great.
Yes.
You know, what can I do preemptively? What are some gaps, you know, in my diet? And they're realizing there's just a massive amount of disinformation out there. And the majority of what you see on news channels and commercials and things are sponsored by people selling, you know, a pharmaceutical drug or masking a symptom.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, I need to turn off all of the media, all the stuff, whether it's American Heart Association, American Diabetes Association, like all of these even agencies that are supposed to be curing things are still kind of working in cahoots with the people who are selling insulin, you know, and they're not necessarily focused on eliminating that problem. They're focused on controlling this and then selling you something. So I think people are kind of like, okay, I'm going to take personal responsibility for this and I feel pretty good, but I'm going to go to great. And that's I think a great place for your practice, because that's what you can take somebody that limps in and get them better. But you guys really do a great job with like, hey, we have lots of doctors working together synergistically to help you actually live a great life and be as healthy as possible.
Yeah. And our goal really is to teach people about what their body needs and what their specific unique scenarios are. So the biggest thing is we're in such a fast, rapid world right now. You can Google almost anything, pro or con, and get information on it. So really you have to figure out what is it that works for me. And you have to have awareness. And the best way to have awareness is to just live life a little differently by putting things into play and then seeing how does this affect me? Because something might actually help for my neighbor, but it may not help for me. You have to know yourself. And to your point, David, there's a lot of compromised overseeing agencies in the United States. Everyone, it's very, very easy just to take a step back, look at the big picture and say, how are we doing as a nation? How healthy are we? And when you look at those old videos of New York City in 1950s and 60s, and they're bustling, they all looked so energetic and youthful, and people were just healthier. They were thinner. Now you look at those same videos, and it's really sad how much we've deteriorated as a society. So a lot of the just, you know, following the guidance of a lot of these overseeing agencies, it's just not working. So people have to take control of their body. And that's our biggest thing, is really educating people on number one, how does the body generally work? But even more importantly, how does your body work? That's what we do these days.
That's huge. I had heard one
that's
time that,
picture.
There it is.
Well, I had heard one time that is obesity the fastest growing epidemic in the United States?
Yes. Actually, I will say this. This is the one thing I actually go to the CDC for, because they have a slide presentation on obesity. And if you look at the numbers, in 1990, there was only a handful of states that were over 10% of the state being obese. And then you slowly play each year, and you can see the numbers just increasing and increasing. So by the late 90s, there was every state was at least 10% obese. And then there's some states that were 20% and 25% obese. Then fast forward through the 2000s, by 2010, we had some states, Mississippi and Alabama, who were over 40% clinically obese. And now we have some that are over 50% obese, and we don't have any state that is under 20% clinically
obese. Oh my gosh. Wow. Okay, what's caused that since 1990?
People just all of a sudden have less discipline and they're eating more? I mean, as I say that kind of tongue in cheek, because we know there's a lot of the ingredients are different. For sure, in the foods?
It's a great question. I think it's a combination where people are living in higher stress modes. And when we're stressed, we crave salt and sugar.
True.
Generally speaking, if you look at what women and men are a little different here, I do a class, and every time when I say, okay, what do women crave when they have stress? And they always say the same thing, chocolate. Like they just kind of scream it. But guys, when they're under stress, they'll crave alcohol. And so if they don't drink alcohol, then they crave breads and dessert type stuff. And so if you find yourself craving these sweets, or if the salt version is potato chips and pretzels, so if you're craving those things, that's a sign of stress. Now, a lot of the food's been changed, and our glycemic index of foods have gone up. A lot of chemicals in the food. So that's a big part of it. We're also sitting in front of a computer or cell phone a lot more. We're just physically not as active. So it's a combination of our food. And again, if I had the power to change our healthcare system today, the first thing I would do is fire everyone at the FDA and then start over, because our food and our drugs are messing with people's metabolisms. Then it's our lifestyle. And so that all plays into why we're just not just slowly becoming obese, rapidly becoming obese.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like growing up, I remember eating out on like a birthday, you know, it was like a special thing. And it's not like our family had this philosophical thing against it. There just weren't very many restaurants, you know, around. Yeah. There wasn't, you know, the chains weren't on every intersection. It wasn't as accessible. There wasn't the drive-throughs. And then it went from, you know, easily accessible, you know, fast food that's greasy, salty, kind of checks all those boxes, and super easy and convenient. Mm-hmm. And then now it's ordered to the home. You can get a cheeseburger or a milkshake or whatever, just like Uber Eats. And so I think, COVID even accelerated that process even more.
Yeah. And I'm going to kind of point something out here, because how our government works here and how we work in the United States, we've gotten really good at the commerce side of things. We have a society where you can earn more. But just like with us, with our personalities, when our strengths become overdone, they become our weaknesses. So if my strength is confidence and I'm overconfident, that becomes arrogant. Mm-hmm. If my strength is that I support others and I oversupport, I become self-sacrificing or a victim. Or if I'm trusting and I overtrust, I become gullible. Mm-hmm. Well, in the United States, we've gotten to a point where we're really good at the commerce side of it. And like scripture says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And so we have become too good at making money, and we're not applying the moral principles of, is this good or right for people? Fast food, the quality of what we're putting out is increasing addiction. They have food chemists. Their job is to make us addicted to the food. They will put things in the food that are salty and or sweet that trigger our brain to actually have addiction to the food. That's their job. So
even behind the scenes, things you would never be aware of is causing you to be addicted to it, even though you don't know. And so then it's like, oh, I've got to go back and get that. Yeah. It's because it's an addiction.
You almost have to be aware, almost like your environment is full of predators. You know, like when, you know, for years, you know, people are living in more natural, they're hunter gatherers, you know, you ate as much as you could in a moment just because it was available, but you had to be aware of animals killing you, things like this. Our environment itself being sedentary, the food availability, the marketing on televisions, the screens, the marketing, the ingredients within the food, all of these things have sort of become the predator that's going to take your life that you have to be cognizant of for both yourself and your children.
Yeah, and that's bang on. And the point I really want to make too, because a lot of young people have gotten very confused and said, oh no, capitalism is evil. Let's go to communism. Mm. And that's not the answer. God doesn't want you to change who you are. He made you right. You have to surrender who you are. So you that's have good. To give a little bit of your strength, surrender it so you can start operating in your strength versus your weakness. How that looks is keep capitalism, but we also need to bring in moral values. We have to surrender a component of the financial gains to do the right thing for the people. It's actually, you have to do less to be more. These people will, and these companies will be around a lot longer if they just make that little switch.
So true.
It's very, very, it's very, very true. I was about to say it's very, very, very intelligent and smart, but then I realized I was telling myself that I'm very smart.
Well, you are very intelligent and very smart.
I didn't want to go there.
Well, you deal with the after effects of this on a daily basis. And so this isn't speculation on your part. No. You see the destruction that this can cause as well.
Talk a little bit about Official Synapse. So for maybe Flavor Family who they haven't been introduced to you yet, what do you all do at Official Synapse? Because I'm blown away. Like, we've been there a few times now and absolutely love what you do there. But for our Flavor Family that doesn't know, kind of share, what is Official Synapse?
Well, we're a functional medicine facility. So we look to the body and look and see how they're doing mentally, chemically, and physically. So we measure things and look for dysfunction and then how can we restore that function. And so we use a lot of different therapies as natural as possible. Most times we will use medications. We're not against medications, but they really are last resort. And there's a lot of other things that we do first. So we help restore the God-given communication systems within the body. And we look for things that are breaking that down. So there'll be certain things, like you mentioned earlier, the deficiencies. We'll look for those. But we also look for underlying infections, toxins, different things that can disrupt how the body works. We have chiropractors, nurses, nurse practitioners, medical doctors. We have a regenerative department where we use natural therapeutics instead of things like Botox. We have natural applicators and applications to actually help the muscles, the skin. We do the stem cell therapy. Everything's done the right way. So, for example, our stem cell therapy, we use the blood from each individual instead of getting it from a contaminated lab that just outsources to all of the United States. So we do these things to help restore what was there as naturally as possible across the board.
That is absolutely amazing. So Flavor Family, you can go to officialsynapse.com. If you want more information, or if you'd like to, learn more about the practice, when you go to officialsynapse.com, there's, find out more information or get started today. I think that's what it says there. You can fill out your information and then someone from Dr. Troy's team will get a hold of you to set up that time, which is, we love it. We love your practice. We're blown away. It's made a big difference in our lives.
I only wish it was just spelled easier. I don't know, not an insult to our listeners. A lot of them are my relatives. I don't think it's spell synapse. So we'll put a link down below and you can, click on that if you want to get into his orbit and kind of apply some of these things in your own life. Synapse, SYNAPSE, synapse.com. It should just be called like getbetter.com or something. I don't know.
Things that are easy to spell.
Think about that.
Like this simple single syllable, you know, I don't know. You got to know your market. But let's get in a couple of gems real quick. That's my favorite thing we was most excited about.
I know. I have my pen ready because I'm always learning a lot. And I'm like, ooh, I'm going to apply that
these
one.
These are actually
so cool.
for Stacy and I personally. And then our listeners can enjoy it as well.
Exactly.
I just got a message from someone, our gems, I guess it was last month, made a big difference with one of their children. And so talking about cryptopyroli disorder and how it can affect the brain. And so got a nice message from a listener there about that. So
good.
My first one is an interesting one. If you are in a grocery store or anywhere with shopping carts and you tend to get like a shock from the shopping cart, static electricity, or if you're just walking around and you're constantly getting shocked and other people aren't, that can be a sign of a condition called CIRS, chronic inflammatory response syndrome. The most common cause is mold. Second most common cause is Lyme. And so it messes with a hormone called antidiuretic hormone. So we end up not getting rid of our water as efficiently. So some people get bloated and or don't get they don't release the water. But if you notice that you're getting shocked and people around you are not, that is one of the signs of mold toxicity, that you're not able to clear it out of the body properly.
Wow. So what does somebody do for that? Is there like a certain thing they can do to make a difference?
Yeah, the first thing is to look for mold in your house. So if you know, most times when people say that, I say, whoa, stop. Do you have mold in your shower? And they say yes. Or I say, have you had any leaks in your basement or in your house from the roof in the last couple of years? And then almost always they say, I don't know, but I'll check. And they come back and say, yeah, we had a leak. And so I tell them, look for the mold. And if it's black mold, you got to bring in a company. Otherwise, get the mold out of the house. People really don't realize how damaging mold spores are to their nervous system, to the brain in particular. And then that affects everything else.
Wow. Okay. That's really good to know. Who would have ever thought? 75%. Shocking.
Yes. Yeah. Shopping and shocking.
Yeah. Go figure.
Yeah. 75% of the households in the United States have mold in them.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a lot. It's really high. This one is also for people with chronic yeast infections. With men, it's usually nasal. With women, it can be intestinal and or in the reproductive organs. And a lot of times, if you get a lot of reoccurring yeast infections, it can be a biotin deficiency and B1. So those are the two B vitamins. And so just by increasing, you have to take slightly higher doses of biotin and B1. B1, you start at 50 milligrams and can work up to 200 milligrams. And then biotin start at 1,000 and work up up to eight milligrams. And so start at 1 milligram and work up to eight. But biotin by itself can really help knock out a lot of those reoccurring chronic infections when it comes to the yeast. And for guys, like I said, a lot of times, this is how a guy can tell if he has a yeast issue, if he drinks beer and goes and gets like all nasally and stuff because of the yeast that's in the beer kind of feeds it. And so for our gentlemen listening that get all red or a little cloudy when they have beer, avoid the beer for a little bit, but get back to the actual biotin and you'll be surprised that in short order, you'll be able to have that beer again. Well, not that I'm trying to get people drinking, but, you know, taking care of the infection is the important part.
That's huge. Okay, so biotin, you start at 1 and can go up to 8.
Can go up to 8, yes, milligrams.
And then the B1, it's 50 to go up to 200.
Correct.
Okay. Yep. Very, very cool. And so I guess it probably depends on how much issues they have, but how long do they take to continue increasing? What are they looking for?
So look for changes very good question. Look for changes. And usually you have to do it from anywhere from 3 weeks to 6 months. It can take a while. So, but if you're noticing small gains after the first 3 to 4 weeks, keep going.
Okay. That is very cool.
I love these.
Yeah. I know, me too. They're so cool. Me too.
I've got one more. Well, I've got two more. One quick one. We were talking about Gary Brecka before going live, and I do a lot of what he has and what he says. And although this has been known, and this is not one of his gems, I wrote it down because it is a gem. With a lot of my Scandinavian patients, they've always done the hot-cold treatment. And what I like about what Gary did was he broke down the biochemistry of it. And the simple version of it is if you have a shower in the morning, a warm, hot shower, it's really good for your metabolism, to reset your metabolism, to step out of the hot stream, turn it down to as cold as it can go, and then step back in.
Woo!
For
3 minutes. How long?
3 minutes. You can wake up for 3 minutes.
Oh.
1 minute. And what happens is your whole body just goes and tightens. And
sure.
It boosts your metabolism for 5 to 6 hours. So you're actually going to get a metabolic boost from that. And so sometimes I'll do that 2 or 3 times a day. If I have a shower in the morning, then I go for a workout during the middle of the day. Or if I'm really sluggish from a really hard day, I'll go do that when I get home. And it instantly rejuvenates me, and it boosts the metabolism too. And it takes away some of the sugar cravings from a stressful day.
Really?
Yeah, it's brilliant.
That is okay.
So you're taking your
regular hot shower, and then the last 3 minutes you turn it down as cold as you can get it, and you go in for 3 minutes.
And no warm blast to warm up. You just leave it.
Just leave it.
Yep. Don't warm up. You have to leave it cold. You will become addicted to this. I can't wait to do this. And I'll tell you a funny story. I have a patient, and he's a very tall patient. He's about 6'6", and I talked to him about this years ago, and he was trying to train. He was riding bike and stuff like that, and he's just all about health. And so he liked it so much. He's a little creative rednecky. So I'm gonna.
That's our kind of guy.
It's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. When you listen and hear what he did, it's brilliant. He went and bought an old freezer. Now, I'm not. Don't do this, people. This is one of my redneck brilliant patients. He got an old freezer that he could actually sit in, filled it with water and ice, and he would plug it in to keep it frozen, unplug it when he was going in, and he uses it as a dunking tank every day. So he sits in that for 3 minutes,
and he says
it's a little easier than the shower, but you can get these cold baths, and that's what Gary Brecka does and a lot of the professional athletes. You can actually do that. But he went and made his own out of his abandoned freezer. Now, don't do that because water and electricity don't go together.
They're not good.
But that's what he did, and he loves it. And he's addicted to it. It's helped him. It's part of his routine now for the last 3 years.
Wow.
I love it.
Wow. Okay. So
I'll throw this in too. I don't usually speak in, but cold plunge is something that I'm like super into, big fan. And for people that like research this and look at it, they range from like – $20,000 down to an ice trough. If you live in wintry climates, you can just put a water trough, a horse trough outside and just sit in that. But if you're looking from just a most inexpensive solution, there's a company called Mod Tub. They take giant coolers that are designed for like deer hunting and stuff. So like giant, 6'2" people can fit inside of them, and they convert them into cold plunges. But it's Mod Tub, modtub.co. So if you're into this, this is less than, it's like right at $3,000 solution for that, which ends up being about, after all the conversions you have to make to a freezer that you convert, it ends up being about $3,000 as well. So this ends up being one of the cheapest solutions. Yes, and this is already pre-done, made,
and safer. And set up. Exactly.
Stacey would probably spend $3,000 to not go into one of those.
That's true. So true. And I was watching a friend, actually. She was on social media, and every day she was going into a cold pool, and I was watching her do that. I think she did it for 30 days or something, and she'd have like the temperature of what it was, and she was going into that. I thought, wow, that is so brave. That would not
from a psychological standpoint, just doing something hard that's against the grain of what your body wants to do, just that is a good thing.
It's so true.
Whatever it is, it may just be getting up earlier or walking somewhere, parking your car further in the parking lot, just doing anything that causes resistance. Like, we naturally just want to make everything easier.
Yes.
And when we get softer. Anything that's kind of against that grain.
Dr. Troy, there's
an area of the brain right in the midline that when we do stuff that we don't like doing, it actually grows and it helps the communication between the left and right brain that much further. And they look at these in most Olympic and professional athletes because they have to practice, which they don't like doing.
Ah.
And their area of the brain is a lot bigger when it comes to that particular area of the brain. So there's a lot of successful Olympians and professional athletes because they learn to discipline, because they learn to do what they don't like to do. It actually helps them in all aspects of life.
Well, man, that makes sense.
And you'd know, you work with a lot of them. So
that's exactly right. Man, Dr. Spurl, thank you so much for jumping on today with us and sharing these gems. They're really, really exciting to see how it's making a difference in people's lives. I think that, you know, just even what you received, the information from one of the listeners about their child. I mean, that is incredible. So exciting. And like I said before, you made a big difference in our life, and we're very thankful for that relationship.
OfficialSynapse.com, OfficialSynapse.com, and you can get on-ramped into his worlds. Fill out some information. They have What's your initial call did you do with a new patient?
Discovery call.
Discovery call. Yep. And kind of find out what's best for you. And they got a world of options available depending on what your needs are. So, Dr. Troy, thank you for just the way that you're doing this. I think you're a bright light for what the future of medicine will look like. And people are looking for this kind of solution.
Yes, no doubt about it.
My name is Dr. Troy Spurl, and I'm CEO and founder of Synapse Center for Health and Healing. Well, we're a full functional medicine clinic where we're looking at the entirety of the body. We have nurse practitioners, chiropractors, acupuncture. We do functional restoration with BTL equipment, and we have medical doctors on staff as well to help with PRP and other injections for pain relief. We do a multitude of services, labs, nutrition counseling, health coaching. We've got it all. We are constantly being asked about how to improve their immune system. How do I go through a flu season without getting a cold? I myself have gone 30 years without missing a day of work, never gotten a cold, never been sick. And we just show our patients how to do that. We answer those questions. Why am I tired? Why do I have pain? So if you're watching this right now, just go to our website, officialsynapse.com, click on free discovery call, answer three simple questions, and we'll get you started. One more thing, we are the highest rated, most reviewed functional medicine clinic in all of Minnesota.
Growing up in the heart of the USA, David and Stacy met at school when they were in seventh grade. They started dating at 19 and tied the knot at 20. Yep, it's a love story that warms the heart. At 23 years old, while juggling two kids, Colton and Avery, they started an online brokerage company that soared to unimaginable heights, liberating them from the confines of the 9-to-5 grind. With their newfound freedom, this dynamic duo spent their time globetrotting. What followed was 2 years working on the mission fields, ministry school, marriage workshops, and even a music career. But hold on, folks. That's not where the story ends. In 2016, they saw a businessman they admired become president. During his campaigning, they noticed that he celebrated a system of government of which the founding fathers would have been proud. They had many friends asking for their thoughts on what was happening in politics. It was then that they realized that there was a burning need for a community where real issues could be discussed, debated, and dissected. And so, the Facebook group called Flyover Conservatives was born. As the 2020 election cycle rolled around, their group grew and grew, attracting more patriots by the day. But as we all know, the journey wasn't without its challenges. Big tech began to censor conservative content, shadow banning the flyovers, and subjecting them to daily fact checks that left many scratching their heads. Undeterred, this dynamic duo rose to the occasion. During the infamous Twitter purge, they decided to take matters into their own hands and launched their very own show, streaming on platforms like Rumble. And guess what? Their audience has skyrocketed to over 5 million views a month. With regular guests like General Michael Flynn, Roger Stone, Kash Patel, Robin Bullock, Eric Trump, and so many others, they show absolutely no signs of slowing down.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.